From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told the Netherlands Sunday it would pay a price for refusing to allow Turkey's foreign minister into the country and expelling another minister Saturday. The action was taken to keep them from holding rallies with Turkish immigrants. Those rallies were intended to generate support for Mr. Erdogan's bid to gain sweeping new powers in a referendum. U.S. and Iraqi authorities say Islamic State fighters are surrounded and contained in western Mosul. Iraqi troops seized control of the last road leading out of the city on Sunday. U.S. Envoy Brett McGurk, speaking Sunday in Baghdad, said ISIS is trapped.
ISIS has now lost over 60% of the territory it once held here in Iraq and is losing more every day.
The envoy spoke as Iraqi General Abdul Amir Rashid Yarala reported that elite troops of the Iraqi Counterterrorism Service spearheaded a push toward the edges of Mosul's densely populated IS-controlled Old City. South Korea's ousted president Park Geun-hye apologized on Sunday to her supporters for failing to fulfill her duties as president. Park Geun-hye left the presidential Blue House 2 days after the Constitutional Court issued a verdict removing her from office over a corruption scandal. She arrived Sunday to her private home in Seoul, where hundreds of supporters, cheering, of course, have been protesting her ouster. The U.S. House Intelligence Committee is calling on President Donald Trump to produce evidence by Monday on his claim that his phones were wiretapped during last year's presidential campaign. This is VOA News. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the death toll from two bombings on a religious shrine in the capital, Damascus, has risen to 74. Most of the dead were Iraqi Shiites. Images from the scene showed several wrecked tourist buses. An al-Qaeda-linked alliance claimed responsibility for the blasts. The cause of the blast is unknown. At least 34 people have been killed when a bus involved in a hit-and-run accident veered into a crowd Sunday in the Haitian city of Gonaives. The vehicle first knocked over two pedestrians, killing one. Then, as the driver tried to flee the scene, he rammed the bus into a band of street musicians, leaving 33 of them dead at the scene. Another 17 people were injured in the crash. Ethiopian authorities say at least 30 people were killed after a garbage landslide on the outskirts of the capital, Addis Ababa. A city official said Sunday most of the dead are women and children. According to reports, a large pile of garbage at the Koshe landfill collapsed Saturday and flattened dozens of homes nearby. Officials in Pakistan say arrangements are in place to conduct a national census for the first time in 19 years. The census starts Wednesday. More than 200,000 troops will assist civilian enumerators in collecting the data. The Pakistani information minister told a news conference in Islamabad Sunday that the 70-day door-to-door campaign will be concluded in two phases at a cost of around $185 million. Bangladesh's Supreme Court ruled Sunday that a 16-story building occupied by clothes makers should be torn down. The building is seen as a symbol of corruption. The builders of the structure openly flouted the country's construction laws. Republicans Sunday dismissed an upcoming analysis that is expected to conclude that more people will lack health care and health coverage, rather, under their plan than under former President Obama's. The report is being released by the Congressional Budget Office. Meanwhile, opponents from the right and the left seem to be hardening their position against the plan supported by President Donald Trump. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is expected to expand U.S. efforts to find new options for dealing with North Korea and the nuclear and military threats it poses the region and the world. Tillerson will be making his first trip to Japan, South Korea, and China as the top United States diplomat this week. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.